From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in Psalm 119. The subject of the psalm is the Word of God. In this series, Dr. Cairns is focusing on verses 9 through 16 as he expounds the theme of living clean in an unclean world. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Never Cast Out. The text is John 6 and verse 37. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Is there any instance of our Lord's casting out a coming one? If there be so, we would like to know of it. But there has been none, and there never will be. Among the lost souls in hell, there is not one that can say, I went to Jesus, and he refused me. It is not possible that you or I should be the first to whom Jesus shall break his word. Let us not entertain so dark a suspicion. Suppose we go to Jesus now about the evils of today. Of this we may be sure. He will not refuse us audience or cast us out. Those of us who have often been, and those who have never gone before, let us go together, and we shall see that he will not shut the door of his grace in the face of any one of us. This man receiveth sinners, but he repulses none. We come to him in weakness and sin, with trembling faith and small knowledge and slender hope. But he does not cast us out. We come by prayer, and that prayer broken, with confession, and that confession faulty, with praise, and that praise far short of his merits. But yet he receives us. We come diseased, polluted, worn out, and worthless, but he doth in no wise cast us out. Let us come again today to him who never casts us out.
Yes.
In 2 Chronicles 7:14, the Lord said, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." If ever there was a time when believers in the Lord Jesus Christ needed to pray, surely it is now. The moral condition of our land and the apparent powerlessness of our churches cry out for God's people to seek the Lord earnestly for revival. To encourage true Christians in this urgent need to pray, Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer, free of charge, copies of a powerful message by Jonathan Edwards, one of the greatest Christian leaders and thinkers this country has ever produced. The title is typical of Edwards' time, a humble attempt to promote explicit agreement and visible union of God's people in extraordinary prayer for the revival of religion and advancement of Christ's kingdom on earth. Don't let the title put you off. This is a message for this hour. In a 20-page booklet form, Edwards' sermon calls upon believers to unite in earnest prayer for God to come in reviving power upon His church. The great revivals of history have always come as the result of fervent prayer, sometimes on the part of just a few Christians who were burdened to seek God for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in revival power. That power is still available for those who will seek it seriously. To obtain your free copy of this message, you may call our toll-free number, 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Ask for the message, Edwards on Prayer, and we'll be happy to send you a free copy.
Thank you.
Today, Dr. Cairns concludes the sixth in a series of studies on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The text for the series is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. This current message focuses on verse 14. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. The emphasis in this portion of the study is living in the joy of biblical holiness. To live a holy life, we must live in obedience to what the Lord has commanded. This is the essence of biblical holiness. God's word is perfectly clear about this. As we've seen, biblical holiness focuses upon the believer's destination rather than upon the present moment. Furthermore, holiness is biblical worship and biblical work. Every thought, choice, and action of the believer is and should be for God. The psalmist spoke of rejoicing in God's testimonies. Living a life of biblical holiness results in an exuberance of joy. In concluding the message, Dr. Cairns speaks of the effects of a biblical joy, all of which point to the eternal rather than to the temporal. And now to bring God's word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
In the ark within the holiest of all, covered by the mercy seat sprinkled with the blood of the Lamb, or the blood of the, should I say, the goat on the Day of Atonement, there lay the unbroken testimony, the law of God. That's the testimony. And when the psalmist here is saying, I rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, he's rejoicing in a law broken indeed in the hand of man, but complete, entire, and unbroken within the ark. Now here's the question. What is the significance of that ark? I'm not going to preach. I have threatened to do it for 30 years, and I think I'll depart without fulfilling the threat. I'm not going to preach a series on the tabernacle, which I should have done. My wife told me years ago, but I ventured to disobey. Every whit utters his glory. That ark is Christ, incarnate deity. And in Christ, the law that was broken in the hand of man, notice God says, which thou breakest, is now residing entire, complete, and utterly fulfilled. Now we come to the way of God's testimonies. And the way of God's testimonies will always lead us to Christ. It will always lead us to the cross. It will always lead us to the perfect righteousness of our Redeemer. And when you see how the law has been fulfilled in Christ, you will say, I delight in the law of God after the inward man. I delight in its precept. I delight in its perfection. I delight in the righteous standard that it raises. And I delight that that law has been fulfilled for me by Christ. And I delight that before God I meet its standards and I am accepted as righteous by those standards because of the imputed righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, when you think of the law and it leads you to Christ, that's what will set your heart rejoicing. And of course, to enter into the experience of this, it comes by learning and living this very word of God. So that's the exuberance. Now let me stop there. And I have to stop because I've got to think of this for me. Honestly before God, what do we know of an exuberant joy in God's word? What do we know of a joy in the study of God's word? What do we know about getting to know God's word? What do we know of joy in searching this word until we see the law fulfilled in Christ? Finding Christ in Scripture. What do we know about obeying this word and rejoicing in it? Put it another way. How much of our Christianity, so-called, is a matter of mechanical ritual? Mechanics in religion always equal either misery or Phariseeism. They lead to one or the other. Mechanical religion will always lead to misery. Or else a self-satisfied Pharisaic pride. Never lead to the joy of the Lord. But I think this morning, if we're honest before God, part of the problem of living clean in an unclean world for many of us is that we're not living in the exuberant joy, the real joy of God's testimonies. The psalmist could honestly say, I have rejoiced in God's law more than all riches. Now, he had a lot of riches, no doubt. And what he didn't have, he saw others have. He says, listen, more than all the gold and all the silver, all the wealth of the world, I have this book. I have this law. It's my delight. It's my treasure. It's my joy. Just a quick word about the effects of such a biblical joy. Over and above all riches, will you see immediately that it will give you a true perspective on life? Time does not permit me to go into these things, but listen, a joy in the Lord will do these things. It will place the spiritual above the sensual. So easy to say that. What's corrupting so many lives today is the immediate succumbing to the sensual. A joy in the Lord, not some set of rules and regulations, but a joy in the Lord is what will let you place the spiritual above the sensual. It will place the eternal above the temporal. And it will place treasure in heaven above all the gains of earth. Jesus said, lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. A joy in the Lord will set your goals and my goals on the treasure that is eternal. In other words, when you stop to think of it, a joy in the Lord will let us live the very opposite way to the way the rich fool lived, according to Christ in Luke chapter 12. You remember, he looked at his earthly goods and said, I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Eat, drink, be merry. Have a wonderful time to yourself. But God said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be? So many people are living this the way the rich fool lived. For the moment, no thought of eternity. Maybe you're like that this morning. You sit among Christians, you sing Christian hymns, you read Christian scripture, you hear the exposition of the Christian gospel. But the reality is, you've no thought of eternity. Eternity is more real than the seat you're sitting on. eternity, heaven and hell, with Christ or without him, in glory or in grief forever. And yet many dismiss it for the passing sensation of a moment. The joy of the Lord will lead a person to live the very opposite way. And they will live with eternity's values in view. The only treasure that's worth having. The treasure that will last forever. So here's the truth. I started off by talking about the devil's lie. Devil's lie is still being told sin is the way to happiness. Millions and millions and billions of dollars are being spent to support the lie. The glitter, the glitz, the glamour, the bright lights, the singing, the dancing. Years ago I preached a sermon in Matthew 7, the broad road, and the narrow path. I said that in the broad road there's plenty of scope. You can meander about. There's every diversion that you may want. There's music for every taste, entertainment for every taste, and even religion for every taste. So many things are happening, so many lights are flashing, so much noise is sounding in your ears that you're carried hither and thither across the broad road. Anything, anything to make sure you never stop to think of where it's leading. That's the broad road. Sin is the way of happiness. No, no. Sin is the way of hurt. And sin is the way to hell. And the world believes the lie. Paul says we should be believing the truth, for he says, let us follow holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. If you're a Christian, God has called you to live clean in an unclean world. I don't like talking about the secret of this and the secret of that as if there were only one element. Here is something that does seem to be kept hidden from so many people. Nehemiah says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Well, what this text is telling you quite simply is, if you live in the joy of biblical holiness, you will live clean in an unclean world, and you'll live in a way that not only glorifies God, but will fill your soul. Fulfill your soul, bless you, and make you a blessing in a way you could never have conceived. So let us ask ourselves, is it true of me? I have rejoiced in thy testimonies more than all riches. If it is not, by the grace of God, let it be true today. I will rejoice in thy testimonies more than all the wealth of the world. I will live in the joy of biblical holiness.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.